Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fox Sports 1 is talking about my nipples right now. They just put up a nice fancy graphic of my tweet. Beside a picture of Aaron Rodgers pumping his fist. So... And now they're showing a new tweet of mine that lets everybody know that I'm actually following through with it and doing it. And I didn't just put that out there and then run away and hide and pretend like I never said it. And this is all happening at 416. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. I believe my next guest here, Malzi's off today. Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, tweeted last Thursday night, when Evan McPherson lined up for the kick that produced the final score, 33-31, that this kick was for nipples. And you were right about that, Steve. Although I did, not a lot, but I had a little bit of hope when the greatest Hail Mary tosser of all time, Aaron Rodgers, got a look at it on the last play of the game. Oh, we lost Steve? Is he muting himself? Charlie, is he on the video and I can't hear him? Can you not hear me? Did I drop? He's gone? Okay. Is he on video or is he on phone? Phone. Okay. We lost him. All that talk about me piercing my nipples probably just freaked him out, and maybe he wants to disown the show and disassociate himself with me, which I guess would be maybe not a bad thing to do. In the meantime, Mulsey is not here today, but he will be back, and he'll be at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's, an official partner of the NFL. I was going to ask Steve, once we got the tomfoolery out of the way, I was going to ask him about the quarterbacks in this game, because I would have told you before the season started that the Packers would have a distinct quarterback advantage in this game, their decision to go with Jordan Love 3 years ago looking pretty smart because Jordan Love has taken the Packers to the playoffs in both years. He's been the starter there. His first year, he won a blowout road playoff game at Dallas, beat Aaron Rodgers' old coach Mike McCarthy, pretty much sealed his fate as Cowboys head coach. And then last year they made the playoffs as well, but they weren't able to do anything with it. So he's 2-for-2 so far. And Love has one more playoff win than Mike Tomlin does since 2016. I would have told you Love at 27 going into the prime of his career would be a better quarterback this season than Aaron Rodgers. The numbers tell a slightly different story, though. Rodgers, 14 touchdowns, 5 picks, 105 passer rating. Jordan Love, maybe Jordan Love actually is better. Okay. I went into this segment ready to proclaim that Aaron Rodgers has been the better of the two quarterbacks. Numbers not so much in my favor. 10 touchdowns for Love, so fewer than Rodgers, but way fewer picks, only two. Three fewer picks. He's got more yards per game, 239.7. Rodgers, 211.7. Passer rating for Love, 108.1. Love's got a better rating. I think the analytics people like the season Love's had more than Rodgers so far, too. We'll see if Steve Palazzolo, who I think is back with us, agrees with that. Steve, can you hear me?
Yep, got you now.
Did you think that there was a chance Aaron Rodgers was going to save my nipples on that last Hail Mary throw?
Maybe not on the Hail Mary. That was the most impressive throw of the day, just getting it to the end zone. That was very impressive. I can't imagine. Sam and I were having a watch along with our viewers, and we were thinking about you throughout the broadcast. Every time the Bengals did something, I was like, "Oh man, I wonder what's happened with Pony and the emotional roller coaster you had going on there."
Do you think that people in Cincinnati know about this? You live there. Do you think it was water cooler talk?
Oh yeah, I saw some Cincinnati people because I helped spread the word, did my part to spread the word with your bravado going into the game. So I think a lot of Cincinnati people picked it up.
Okay. Well, it's actually going to happen 6 days from now. I'm going to get my nipples pierced.
Yeah.
So the next time we talk, I'm going to have pierced nipples.
You'll hear all about it. I'm excited. I'm excited for you, for the listeners, for everybody.
There's some pretty eccentric guys in Major League and Minor League Baseball. Did you encounter dudes in the locker room in the clubhouse that had pierced nipples as a former minor leaguer?
I think they're probably. I don't remember anybody offhand, to be honest. Okay. You know,
but you think it might have been a thing.
Tattoos and stuff. Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a thing because tattoos bigger. I don't remember offhand anybody.
All right,
I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
Thank you. I was gonna
someone to talk to, someone to look up to.
The first real question I was gonna ask you about Sunday's game is this simple one. Who do you think's been the better quarterback so far this year, Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers?
I think Love overall. You know, I think Rodgers has played really well these last 3 weeks, though. I mean, I think if you're, you know, I always like to look at things throw for throw. If you go back to the beginning of the season, I don't think Rodgers was playing that great, even when they were winning some games. And I thought any time he was under any kind of pressure, it was trouble. And they weren't really throwing the ball down the field all that much. I thought the last three games, really good game plans, getting rid of the ball, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, quick decision making. And I thought last Thursday night, Rodgers, that touchdown to Freiermuth, where I'm sure you were going nuts, perhaps saving your embarrassment.
Yep.
You know, the movement that he had, just avoiding the rush, and he hadn't really shown much of that the last 2 weeks. So I think Rodgers is trending in the right direction. But if you're going this season, I think it's been Love. He's done a nice job when he's been asked to throw the ball down the field, has been pinpoint down the field when needed. It's kind of been a run-heavy Packers offense where he hasn't had to throw the ball a ton in most games, but when they've needed to open it up, he's done pretty well. So I think Love's playing some pretty good football as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Steve, if Pat Freiermuth, speaking of that play, if he went to the numbers people who worked for the Steelers and said, hey, win probability standpoint, should I have gone down there at like the 5-yard line instead of scoring a touchdown? What do you think the math wizards who work for the Steelers would have told him?
I'd have to remember, what was the time left on that one?
The Bengals got the ball back with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left.
No, I think you got to score the touchdown there. When the Bengals did it, and I know the guy from the Bengals who got credit from Zach Taylor for going, you know, telling them, say, go down at the 5 if you have a clear shot at the end zone.
Yep.
It was their analytics department that suggested that. The only thing that made that work was the fact that the Steelers only had 2 timeouts instead of 3. Mm-hmm. And as you're watching the clock run down, if the Steelers had 3 timeouts and they went down at the 5, the Bengals would have kicked the ball off with about 50 seconds left.
Yeah.
And then just needed a field goal. And so I think the Steelers, at that point, you're too far out with the 2-minute warning and everything that you need to score the touchdown. And it hadn't actually even crossed my mind, but I'm assuming it would have been a touchdown, would be the call.
Okay. Because Roethlisberger went on his podcast and said that Freiermuth should have gone down. And I thought that was pretty ridiculous, but then again, Ben is going to go in the Hall of Fame, and I have to get my nipples pierced, so he kind of has a leg up on me.
There's
with
no
that.
Better explanation than that. So with 220, there's 231 left. If Cincinnati had, no, there's no way, because that makes it 31-30. No, that's a big bet. I don't care if he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's wrong. How's that?
Here's an interesting one from one of your favorites, Mike Florio, that he brought up yesterday that I had never even thought of, Steve. Steelers get the ball back. The Bengals, I think, stupidly kick the ball through the end zone instead of forcing the Steelers to field the kickoff. So the Steelers get the ball at their own 35-yard line with 7 seconds left. Is the right call there a 5-yard pass to make the Hail Mary easier that only takes 4 seconds off the clock? Or do you try to get a deeper out and give Boswell a chance to kick like a 65-yard field goal?
I thought they were going to go deep out to about the 50. But if you look back, it took, what, 4 seconds off the clock for the 5-yard out? I don't know how, but that took 4 seconds off the clock. If you try to get a 15-yarder to get a 67-yard field goal maybe, that might run out of time.
Yeah, that thought never crossed my mind, and he brought it up, and I'm like, this is the first time I've considered it, but I did not think in real time that was possible.
When you're at the 35, you need at least 20 yards probably to just get a 65 or lower field goal, shorter field goal, and I don't think there's enough time to risk that. I thought they'd go a little bit deeper than the 5 yards, but that taking 4 seconds off the clock, I don't think that would have worked out.
Steve, one more game situation from last Thursday, seeing that I'm still – stuck on this game, and we know why. Terrell Austin, the Steelers defensive coordinator, came out today and said that they were still, when the Bengals got the ball back down a point with 2 minutes and change left, they were still in a defensive look that took the run seriously because they thought the Bengals might still run the ball, needing 40 yards, presumably, to kick a field goal with 2 minutes left. And that's why, for example, their best pass rusher so far this season, Nick Herbig, wasn't on the field. I find that to be ridiculous. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I still think defensive coordinators talk about stopping the run too much. I mean, I think, did Cam Hayward come out and say, hey, we didn't stop the run well?
Everybody has.
After the game?
Every single human being associated with the Steelers defense has said that, Steve.
Okay, so that's ingrained into them. So think about that for a second. The Bengals, did they stop the run well? No, absolutely not. Chase Brown had 108 on 11 carries. Samaje Perine had 31 on 7 carries. That's 18 carries, though, that we're talking about. And then the Joe Flacco keeper, 19 carries versus 47 pass attempts, really 50 dropbacks from Joe Flacco. I would rather be better on the 50 plays than the 18, 19. And so they didn't stop the pass game. That was why they lost. Yes, Chase Brown ran three times as well as he did any other game this year. That's bad. But it was the pass game and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That was the issue. That's why Pittsburgh lost, not the run game.
The Steelers are an underdog Sunday night. Is it fair to say that the Packers, if we're ranking units in this game, Packers offense and Packers defense would be ahead of both Steelers units?
I don't know. I mean, I still think the Steelers have a good defense, or potentially.
Wow.
I've been disappointed.
That's interesting.
I still think they have the potential, right? Green Bay is not a great man-for-man, like man-to-man roster, but Micah Parsons is a force multiplier for that defense. He has been so good. So I think it's closer than people would think on defense, but the Steelers have really let me down. And the Packers, I think, have played pretty well defensively. But yeah, the Packers are probably a better team overall. So it's a spite. You're leaning into spite. It's a big spite game. You get the best spite from Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's a chance for the upset here.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, who got the word out that I was getting my nipples pierced after that loss. Thank you for that, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Hey, anything I could do to help. Good luck in 6 days.
Appreciate it. Steve Palazzolo. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. 60 seconds away from Donnie's biggest football topic of the day in the Donnie Football Debrief, but first a headline.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.